interfering, enthusiastic, erotic, honour and faith.
A very special guest in studio with us this morning, Kevin Conway. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the oldest honorary rangers.
Let's say most experienced. Is that
yes. How long have you been an honorary ranger?
Not very long. About 6 years.
Wow.
Because before we were here, we were living in Canada.
Oh, I see.
And when we retired and our children were all grown up, we decided that we have a love of the African bush. Let's go and do it.
Wow.
There we are.
6 years later. How old are you now, Kevin?
77.
So wow. you turned 70 and then decided, you know what, I'm going to become an honorary ranger.
Correct.
I love it. So one of your main responsibilities, as far as I understand, please correct us, is you coordinate the hacks. Now, hacks in Afrikaans is a witch. So let's not go there. A hack is removing exotic or species of plants that are bad for our environment.
Yes. We call them hacks, and of course that's got nothing to do with computers.
Oh, yes.
It's to do with the removal of invasive alien plants.
Okay.
In other words, alien plants that are a threat to our biodiversity.
Okay.
And you literally go into nature and chop them.
Yes.
And do different things.
We work essentially in the Kruger Park, and we work very closely with park personnel, particularly section rangers. Section rangers or their staff can identify infestations of particular things and they approach us to go and deal with it. Or alternatively, we can come up with what we think needs attention and we talk to the section ranger, and that's where the planning starts.
And before a hack, how do you go about, as you are the coordinator, so how do you plan what's going to happen on the day?
Okay. Generally, I try to visit the area a week or two before the scheduled date of the hack and walk through the area and assess where are the hot spots, what's the best way we can approach this, what plants are we dealing with, and how to deal with them. Because different, even plants of the same species, different sizes, require different treatment.
Ah, you see. So some knowledge definitely necessary there.
Yeah.
And what are the main invasive species that we need to deal with swiftly?
I would say in parts of the park, and certainly around Nelspruit, probably the most serious is Lantana.
Lantana
camara. And it's dangerous because it is very invasive, grows in almost any conditions, and left unchecked, it will grow into impenetrable thickets.
Yeah.
And in the process, it suppresses natural vegetation.
So it gets rid of our natural species, our indigenous plants.
Grasses and shrubs and that type of plant simply get choked out.
Maybe just describe what Lantana looks like, because it is all over Nelspruit.
Quite common, yeah.
Okay. I think the most distinguishing characteristic of Lantana is the smell of the crushed leaf. It's unmistakable.
Yes. Yeah.
The stems are covered with lots and lots of little prickles.
it's quite an unpleasant story, yeah.
I don't recommend applying that test by rubbing your arm along the stem. It's like a hacksaw blade.
So no bear skin there?
No bear skin. A lot of our people work with bear skin, but they take it very carefully.
Yes.
It produces a very attractive flower, which in some parts of the world is called cherry pie because of the color. Yellows and reds and oranges. And it's very attractive.
Yeah.
People have them in their gardens. And those develop into clusters of small berries. Berries maybe 2 or 3 meters in diameter, which the birds eat.
Oh, I see.
And then they land on a tree. And in their droppings are the seeds, and away they go.
So they're distributed via bird life.
Essentially bird life.
So there's no way of really stopping this. How do we stop from our gardens, from our areas, the park actually being infested with lantana?
I think the requirement here is education.
Yeah.
Regrettably, some authorities like municipalities, highways, and those kinds of people, they see the problem, but they probably haven't got the resources to deal with it. And so very often, streets and highways are lined with lantana,
yes,
and that is a source of infection.
Of course, yeah.
As are people's gardens, people's local habitat, and it's a process, I think, of education to get people to understand that this is a very dangerous plant. It can be eradicated on a small scale in a garden. You can just dig them out.
Yes, yeah.
It's also, I think, a case of putting pressure on authorities like municipalities, highways, and those kinds of people.
There's another term that I heard, which I'm uncertain about, is Queen of the Night.
Yes.
Is this also lantana, or is it something different entirely?
Queen of the Night is a cactus.
Okay.
It comes originally from South America. It ended up in this country as an ornamental plant. It too produces a very attractive flower, and the flower comes out at night. That's why it's called Queen of the Night.
Queen of the Night.
And it's a spectacular flower. It attracts, the flower then produces fruits. The fruits are fairly large, like golf ball size.
Okay.
And those fruits are eaten, particularly by things like bats, monkeys.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And the same process, the bat eats the fruit, settles on a tree, drops the seeds, and away they go.
Distribution happens once again.
And we find, with things like lantana and Queen of the Night, the place to look is in thickets of trees, because that's where the birds
sit. Yes, yeah.
And that's where you see them.
Oh.
Queen of the Night as a cactus will grow up to 5 meters tall.
Oh.
And it will produce...
Massive.
It doesn't just produce a single stem. It spreads sideways and produces thickets that are absolutely impenetrable.
Yeah, yeah.
We tackled a couple of thickets last year. They must have been, I'm guessing, 30 meters by 5 or 6 meters, just absolutely dense.
So there's a couple of weeks of work, worth of work to try and eradicate this.
We actually did that in a day.
Oh my goodness.
What?
But there were 20 of us.
Yeah, definitely takes
some. It's hard physical work because you have to cut the plant down, you have to slash the stem.
Yes.
Spray it.
Yes.
You have to, the piece you've cut off, you have to slash that and spray it. If you don't, it'll grow.
Yes, of course, yeah. So you have to chop it up, basically, and stop it from growing or infecting any further.
Yeah.
So Kevin Conway gesels met ons hier op Dagbreek op 100.5 FM oor indringerplante, wat nie net in die wildtuin plaasvind nie, maar het kom meeste van die tyd van ons huise af, word verspreid deur apies en... Mag ek sê apie? En voels ensovoorts.
Draaipunt op Dagbreek, in samenwerking met Sanparke Ereveldwagte.
Dis tyd, Draaipunt net hier op 100.5 FM. So, as an explanation, Kevin, we need to, as a station, as well as our show, at Draaipunt, we want to educate people in terms of what we can do, maybe not by joining the honorary rangers. Not everyone has the time or the inclination to do that, but what can we do at home to help eradicate these exotic species that destroy our natural plant life? What is it that we can do at home or in our surrounding areas to identify and get rid of these species?
I think the biggest thing is education. And, excuse me, as honorary rangers, we have a program called, we call it the PEAP, Public Education Awareness Program.
Correct, yeah.
Which delivers some of that information. The government delivers information because a lot of these plants, under the legislation, are categorized And for instance, a category one plant would be lantana.
Yes.
And the law requires you to remove it and destroy it.
Okay.
You may not plant it, you may not grow it, you may not do anything.
So if it's on your farm, for example, or on your property, you would be legally expected, actually,
you
to remove it.
You are legally obliged to remove it. However, using lantana as an example, it is so widespread, it's a mammoth undertaking.
It's definitely impossible to enforce.
So it's the same old story. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You just work at it steadily. And that's how we work in the park with these massive infestations.
Yes.
There's an area we've been working at. We started there in February, and we've worked, I think, 8 or 9 weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, up to 20 of us. And we haven't finished the job yet.
Oh, my goodness.
So, in terms of an urban environment or an agricultural environment, it really comes down to education.
Yeah, because we usually speak about, everyone tends to talk about anti-rhino poaching, which is incredibly important, and anti-poaching in general. We spoke about the snare removals with Jacques Malan and so on. But these are just as important. These are just as dangerous to our environment as, let's say, poachers would be hunting rhino in the park, but they don't shoot back. So there's no immediate threat. Left unchecked, they could be a big problem.
I might be biased, but I happen to believe that invasive alien plants are actually the biggest threat to our biodiversity in this country.
I could agree with you. Yeah. I could see why you say that. Yeah.
Other names that you might, that quickly pops to your mind, we've spoken about the lantana, that's really a big problem in and around Nelspruit as well. Lady of the Night, Queen of the Night.
We had
the Lady of the Night, something different we also need to get rid of.
We had an interesting experience last time we were tackling this Queen of the Night thicket. In that area, it's scrub bush, sickle boss mainly.
Yeah.
And so you spread out, and your fellow worker can be 10 meters away, you can't see him. And it had been raining, so there was mud on the ground. And as we were walking, I saw these massive lion prints, fresh, right in front of me. And we have radios. So I radioed my colleague. I said, "Did you see the lion prints?" He said, "No."
Oh.
And then about 3 minutes later, there's this mighty roar. It sounded like it was 50 meters behind us.
Oh, no.
So I radioed my colleague. He said, "Wow, where's this animal?" So in a way, we're very fortunate to have those kinds of experiences.
Yes.
And yes, we come across snakes, we come across leopards, we come across buffalo. And it's not a question of being afraid of these animals. It's a question of recognizing that we are in
their territory, correct.
Their territory, and we behave accordingly.
What do you most fear coming across? What to you, on a personal note, what is the thing that you don't really want to see in the bush? You'd rather not. On foot.
Difficult question. I don't know. I'm very comfortable in the bush.
Okay.
I think I would be distressed if I disturbed an armed poacher.
Yes. Okay. That's a very, very well thought through answer. I agree. That's probably the most dangerous thing that you could find in the bush.
I think so too.
Poacher.
Yeah.
I wish we had 2 more hours to speak with you, Kevin. It's so interesting speaking about this morning. If each of us could just Google Queen of the Night, lantana, and some of the other invasive species, identify them, know where they are, and also tell 2 or 3 friends. This could start a big movement.
Correct.
With regards to getting rid of these alien species in our environments, and being able to identify them, you're going to want to do something about it because you know it's a problem.
And there are resources available. There's a thing called the South African National Biodiversity Institute at the Botanical Garden. Department of Agriculture, they've all got information to help people understand these things.
We'll also share some of that information on our Facebook page. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely incredible to speak with you this morning. Thank you so much for your input with regards to this. Kevin Conway, net hier op Dagbreek op 105 FM op Draaipunt. Dis tyd.
Jou familie radio. Jy luister na jou keuse op 105.